今天的题目是把祝福让给别人。
Today's title is Giving the Blessings to Others.
这个是耶稣所说的一个比喻。
This was a parable told by Jesus.
在路加福音第20章第9节到第18节。
It is from Luke 20 verses 9 to 18.
路加福音第20章第9节，耶稣就是比喻对百姓说，有人摘了一个葡萄园，租给园户，就往外国去住了许久，到了时候打发一个仆人到园户那里去，叫他们把园中的当纳的果子交给他。园户竟打了他，叫他空手回去，又打发一个仆人去，叫他们也打了他，并且凌辱他，叫他空手回去，又打发第三个仆人去，他们也打伤了他，把他推出去。园主说，我怎么办呢？我要打发我的爱子去，或者他们尊敬他。不料园户看见他，就彼此商量说，这是承受产业的，我们杀他吧，使产业归于我们。于是把他推出葡萄园外杀了。这样葡萄园的主人要怎样处置他们呢？他要来除灭这个园户，将葡萄园转给别人。听见的人说，这是万不可的。耶稣看着他们说，经上记着匠人所去的石头，已做了房角石的头块石头，这是什么意思呢？凡掉在那石头上的必要跌碎，那石头掉在谁的身上，就要把谁接的稀烂。
And he began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey for a long time. At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers so that they would give him some of the produce of the vineyard. But the vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send another slave, and they beat him and also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send a third, and this one also they wounded and cast out. The owner of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him. But when the vine growers saw him, they reasoned with one another, saying, This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance will be ours. So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine growers and will give the vineyard to others. When they heard it, they said, May it never be. But Jesus looked at them and said, What then is written, this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust.
你把一件礼物送给一个小孩，然后对他说，
If you give a gift to a child and say to him,
我可以要回这件礼物，只不过是一阵子了。
Can I temporarily get this gift back?
小孩子说，不可以。因为这个礼物是我的。
The child said, no, because this is mine.
你把这个礼物送给他。
You have given the child the gift.
对于他来说，这个礼物是他的。
For him, the gift has become his.
那么神把父母、孩子、家庭、钱财赐给我们。
God has given us parents, our children, our families, our money.
然后很多时候我们却没有想到这些东西都是从神而来的。
But oftentimes we don't think of these things as coming from God.
而把它捉得紧紧。
But we hold on to them tightly.
不肯让神来掌管。
And unwilling to let God be control over it.
不但如此，也没有存着这个感恩的心。
And not only that, we don't have a heart of thanksgiving.
在生活里面为神做美好的见证。
That in our lives that we are good, witnesses for God.
那么神的选民以色列人也是如此。
And God's chosen people Israel was the same.
耶和华神把他们从这个埃及美奴之家领出来。
The Jehovah Lord brought them out of Egypt.
然后把这个迦南美地赐给他们。
And granted them the Canaan.
那么神吩咐他们要遵守他的诫命。
And God commanded them to obey His commands.
啊，在这个列国中为他做美好的见证。
And that there will be a witness for Him among the nations.
如果他们遵守神的诫命的话。
If they obey God's commands.
那么他的福就会降临到他们的身上。
His blessings will be granted to them.
那么相对的，如果他们不遵守神的诫命。
Likewise, if they don't obey God's word,
那么灾祸就会临到他们的身上。
Then disasters would come upon them.
那么根据圣经的记载。
According to what's recorded in scripture,
以色列人没有遵守神的诫命。
The Israelites did not obey God's commands.
那么反而违背神的命令。
They disobeyed him.
以色列人认为神赐给他们的一切是理所当然的。
The Israelites believe that what God has given to them is their right.
那么他们不止没有为神做见证。
Not only did they not, were they not witnesses for God.
还把神所差派的使者压迫还有杀害。
They persecuted those who God had sent to them.
那么甚至把他的独生子钉死在十字架上。
Even to the point of nailing his only son to the cross.
那么自从主耶稣在圣殿里把这些做买卖的人赶出去之后
And ever since Jesus cast out all the people who were buying and selling in the temple,
那么他就在圣殿里面天天的教训人。
He began to teach every day in the temple.
有一天主耶稣在圣殿里教训人和传福音的时候
And one day when Jesus was preaching in the temple,
那么祭司长、文士还有长老们就来问他
The high priests, the scribes and the Pharisees came and asked him,
你以什么权柄还有谁给你这个权柄做这些事情
By what authority do you do all these things?
那么因着他们问的这个问题主耶稣就讲了这个比喻
And because of what they asked, Jesus told this parable.
那么这个比喻经常被称为是严户的比喻
And this is oftentimes referred to as the parable of the vine growers.
或者说是邪恶盐户的比喻。
Or the parable of the evil vine growers.
那么主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
And the parable that Jesus told.
描述到神的选民以色列人没有负起他们的责任为神做见证。
Describes that his chosen people, the Israelites, did not, take up their responsibilities and be a witness for him.
啊，违背了神的旨意。
They disobeyed his will.
啊，因着这个缘故，神把他的福让给别人。
And because of this, God gave the blessings to others.
所以主耶稣在二十章第九节这么说。
So Jesus says in Luke 20 verse 9.
他说有人摘了一个葡萄园，租给盐户，就往外国去住了许久。
A man planted a vineyard and rented it out to vine growers and went on a journey for a long time.
我们对以色列人来说，葡萄或者葡萄树是日常生活里面的一部分。
And for Israelites, grapes or vines are a very common part of their lives.
啊，几乎每一个以色列人有家园的人，他们都有种葡萄树或者有一个。小小的葡萄园。
And almost every Israelite who has a garden or will have a small vineyard or at least some vines.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面所说这个葡萄园不是一个小小的葡萄园。
And the vineyard that Jesus speaks of here is not a small vineyard.
而是一大片的葡萄园。
But it's a large vineyard.
所以园主把葡萄园交给盐户来管理。
So the owner, rented out the vineyard to vine growers to take care of.
那么自己却居住在外地。
But he went on a long journey for himself.
啊，这些园主有些是外国人。
Some of the vineyard owners are actually foreigners.
啊，他们居住在外国。
They live elsewhere.
所以在加利利这个地带有不少这一类的葡萄园。
And Galilee, there's many vineyards like of such.
所以园主把这个葡萄园租给盐户。
So the owner rented out the vineyard to vine growers.
啊，按照这个所规定的合约。
And according to their contract.
园户把啊这个部分的收成的葡萄园归给园主。
The vine growers are supposed to give a certain percentage of their harvest to the owner.
所以当收成的日子到来的时候。
So when harvest time came.
园主就打发这些仆人到葡萄园去。
The owner sent his servants to the vineyard.
啊，到这个园户那里去。
He went to the vine growers.
啊，叫他们把这个葡萄当中当那个葡萄交给他。
And asked for the percentage of grapes.
啊，就好像第十节所说。
Just as in verse 10 it says.
啊，到了时候打发一个仆人到园户那里去，叫他们把园中当那的果汁交给他。园户竟打了他，叫他空手回去。
At the harvest time, he sent a slave to the vine growers, so that they would give him some of the produce of the vineyard. But the vine growers beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
啊，但是园户没有把这个当那的葡萄交给仆人。
The renters did not give the produce to the servant.
啊，反而把他打了一顿，叫他空手回去。
And said they beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
所以主耶稣所说的这个比喻，描述到耶和华神跟以色列人之间那种关系，还有他们所立的业。
And here in the parable, it describes the relationship between God and His people and the covenant between them.
啊，葡萄园象征以色列这个国家。
The vineyard represents the nation of Israel.
啊，如果我们看旧约圣经里面一些的经文，我们就明白。
If we look at some of the Old Testament passages, we can understand.
啊，比如说在诗篇八十篇第八节到第九节。
Such as in Psalm 80 verses 8 to 9.
你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
You removed a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
你在这树根前预备了地方，也就深深扎根，爬满了地。
You cleared the ground before it and took deep root and filled the land.
那么这节经文形容到耶和华神把以色列人从这个埃及领出来。
And here it describes how the Jehovah God brought Israel out of Egypt.
然后把他们安置在这个迦南美地。
And established them in the land of Canaan.
啊，在那里享有神赐给他们所有的一切。
That they may enjoy everything from God.
所以耶和华神把这个迦南美地赐给以色列人。
So Jehovah God gave the land of Canaan to Israel.
啊，希望他们遵守神的命令。
Hoping that they will obey God's commandment.
啊，在列国中为他做美好的见证。
And that they will be a good testimony among the nations.
啊，但是以色列人没有守约。
But the Israelites did not keep their covenant.
所以在以赛亚书第五章第一节到第二节这么说。
So in Isaiah 5 verse 1 it says,
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园里的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山岗上。
Let me sing now for my well-beloved a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill.
他包括园子，捡弃石头，栽种上等的葡萄树。在园中盖了一座楼，又凿处压酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
He dug it all round, removed its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. And he built a tower in the middle of it, and also hewed out a wine vat in it. Then he expected it to produce good grapes, but it produced only worthless ones.
然后在耶利米书第二章第二十一节也这么说。
And Jeremiah 2:21 it says,
他说然而我栽你是上等的葡萄树，全然是真种子，你怎么向我变为外邦葡萄树的坏枝子呢？
Yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of a foreign vine?
所以以色列人不但没有守约，他们还迫害神的使者。
And the Israelites, not only did they not keep the covenant, they also destroyed and persecuted God's servant.
啊，他们连续的啊，把神所差派的使者凌辱还有杀害。
They continuously injured and killed God's servants.
所以在二十章第十一节、第十二节这么说。
So in Luke 20 verses 11 and 12 it says.
啊，又打发一个仆人去，他们也打了他，并且凌辱他，叫他空手回去。又打发第三个仆人去，他们也打伤了他，把他推出去了。
And he proceeded to send another slave, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty-handed. And he proceeded to send a third, and this one also they wounded and cast out.
所以第一个仆人被打。
So they beat the first servant.
啊，第二个仆人不止被打，还被打伤。
And the second servant, not only did they beat him, they also treated him shamefully.
啊，受到他们的凌辱。
They treated him shamefully.
那么第三个仆人被打伤，还被推到外面去。
And the third one, they wounded and cast him out.
所以在这个比喻里面，啊，这些仆人是指神在过去所差派的先知。
So in this parable, we could see that these servants are the prophets which God has sent previously.
啊，在这个以利亚的时代哦，这个耶西别杀害了不少的先知。
And Jezebel has killed many of the prophets.
当这个以色列王耶雅斯执政的时候。
And
Joash.
When Joash was in power.
我讲这段经文的时候，我要考验你们是没有读这个旧约圣经。
I'm going to test if you have read the Old Testament.
啊，按照犹太人的传统，先知以赛亚是被以色列王玛纳西用锯子锯成两半。
And according to tradition, Isaiah was sawn in half by Manasseh.
所以这些被杀害的先知们都被安葬在这个基伦西那个地方。
And all these prophets were buried in
the Valley of Kidron.
Kidron Valley.
啊，因为这个地方离开主耶稣所说比喻的不远。
And the Kidron Valley was not far away from the place where Jesus was preaching at the time.
那么因此这些听众他们都能够体会耶稣所说的。
So those who have listeners know what Jesus was talking about.
如果你看希伯来书第十一章的话，
If you look at Hebrews chapter 11,
啊，描述到这些神的仆人所啊所要受的迫害。
And it speaks of the persecution that God's servants would receive.
啊，这里讲到又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、困锁。啊，监禁各等的磨练，被石头打死，被锯死，啊，受试探，被刀杀，逼作绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，啊，受穷乏，啊，患难苦害。
And others experienced mockings and scourgings, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, and they were put to death with a sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated.
然后这里讲到在旷野、山林、山洞、地穴、漂流、无定、本是世界不配有的人，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据。
Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground, and all these having gained approval through their faith.
所以因着信他们承受了不少的迫害。
And because of their faith, they underwent much suffering and persecution.
所以在这个比喻里面谈到第一个人被打。
And so in this parable, it says the first one was beaten.
然后吩咐他空手回去。
And returned empty-handed.
那么第二个仆人不止被打伤。
And the second one, not only was he beaten,
还受到他们的凌辱。
He was also treated shamefully.
第三个仆人被打伤之后还把他推到外面去。
And the third, they wounded and cast out.
那么这个时候比喻里面说这个园主不晓得怎么办。
And in parable, this vine grower did not know what to do.
只好打发自己的儿子去。
So he sent his beloved son.
所以在十三节说，原主说，我怎么办呢？我要打发我的爱子去，或者他们尊敬他。
The owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will respect him."
所以原主在想，如果我差派我的儿子去的话，可能他们会尊敬他。
So the owner of the vineyard thought that if he sent his son, perhaps they will respect him.
原主的做法显示他存心忍耐。
The action of the owner of the vineyard shows that he has much, he's long suffering.
虽然这些仆人受到凌辱或者被打，严父没有立刻去对付他们。
Even though his servants, his slaves were beaten and treated shamefully, he did not deal with the renters immediately.
但是这个不是原主他自己所想象的。
But this is not something that the owner could have imagined.
这里讲到不料原户看见他就彼此商量说，这是承受产业的，我们杀他吧，使产业归于我们。于是他把他推出葡萄园外杀了。
But when vine growers saw him, they reasoned with one another, saying, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him.
所以当这些园户看到园主的儿子的时候，他们就企图把他杀害。
So when the vine growers saw that this was a son, they conspired against him and killed him.
可能这些园户以为这个园主已经不在了，因为他这么久都没有来。
Perhaps the vine growers thought that the owner was no longer around because he hasn't come back for the longest time.
如果把这个儿子杀掉，这个葡萄园就是归于我们了。
And that if they kill the son, then that the vineyard will be theirs.
按照这个犹太人的立法。
According to Jewish law.
如果一块地产在三年里面没有人来说起的话。
If a piece of land within 3 years, no one claims it.
那么其他的人可以成为这个地主。
Other people can be the landowner.
所以在这个比喻里面的仆人代表先知。
So the slaves in the parable represent the prophets.
这个原主代表父神。
And the owner represents the father.
原主的儿子就是代表神的儿子。
And the owner's son represents the son of God.
也就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
我们在原文希腊文的话，这个原主是翻译成 kuros。
And in the original Greek, the owner is kurios.
Kuros 是指主人的意思。
And that means master.
如果你看圣经，英文圣经的话，也是神的一个名称，就是 the Lord
or Lord。
所以当主耶稣在这个比喻使用这个名词的时候，
And when Jesus used this term in this parable，
他给听众们一个暗示。
He is giving his listeners
a hint， 暗示他们这个原主就是这位父神。
Hinting that the owner is the father。
在比喻里面，同时主耶稣也问了他们一个问题。
And in the parable, he also asked people a question.
他说，既然他们把这个儿子杀了。
He said, since they killed the son.
那么原主会怎么处理他们呢？
How will the owner deal with them?
那么答案是，原主将会把这些园户除灭掉。
And that is, the owner will come and destroy the vine growers.
那么根据圣经的记载，特别是旧约圣经，
According to what's recorded in scripture, especially in the Old Testament，
我们看到这些先知们都被以色列王还有这些宗教领袖迫害还有杀害。
We see that many of the prophets were destroyed and persecuted by the kings or the religious leaders。
那么在新约圣经里面，最近期的受迫害而被杀害的先知就是施洗约翰。
And the New Testament, the closest person who was persecuted was John the Baptist.
他的头被砍下来。
He was decapitated.
那么最后犹太人宗教领袖把主耶稣交给比拉多，把他钉死在十字架上。
And finally, Jesus was handed over to Pilate and nailed to the cross.
所以当主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候
And when Jesus gave this parable,
啊，他是针对这些祭司长还有文士和长老们讲的。
He was speaking to the priests, scribes and the Pharisees.
因为主耶稣知道他们的企图。
Because Jesus knew their motivations.
啊，目的就要把他钉死在十字架上。
Because they want to nail him to the cross.
所以当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候
So when Jesus came out preaching the kingdom of God,
有不少的人来跟从他。
Many people came and followed him.
因着这个缘故，祭司长、文士还有长老们感到非常的不安。
And because of this, the priests, the scribes, and the elders were not comfortable with it.
啊，他们感到不安，因为他们的权力还有他们的利益受到威胁。
Because they're uncomfortable because their authority and the benefits were threatened.
那么，因此他们必须想一些办法来怎么阻止耶稣。
So they need to think of ways to stop Jesus.
他们想到的办法就是把耶稣当成一个罪犯。
What they figure is to turn Jesus into a criminal.
把他交给比拉多钉死在十字架上。
And hand him over, to be nailed to the cross.
所以谈了这个葡萄园主的儿子被杀了之后。
And so it's, after it speaks of, the son of the owner being killed.
那么主耶稣就在当时当时的听众给这个听众问了一个羞耻问句的一个问题。
So he asked a rhetorical question to his listeners.
他说这样葡萄园的主人要怎样处置他们呢
?What then will the owner of the vineyard do to him?
既然他们把这个园主的儿子杀了。
Since they killed the owner's son.
你想这个园主会怎样处理他们
How do you think the owner would deal with them?
因为这个是一个羞耻问句的问题。
Because this is a rhetorical question.
主耶稣也没有要求他们给他一个答案。
Jesus did not ask for an answer.
而他自己给了他们一个答案。
But he himself gave the answer.
他说他要来除灭这些园户，将葡萄园转给别人。
He will come and destroy these vine growers and will give the vineyard to others.
因为园户把园主的仆人迫害。
Because the vine growers mistreated the slaves.
又把他的儿子杀了。
And killed his son.
园主决定把他们除灭掉。
The owner decided to destroy these vine growers.
然后除了把他们除灭掉，还说要把这个福让给别人。
Not only to destroy these vine growers, but will give the vineyard to others.
所以主耶稣所说的这个比喻就是希望这些犹太人领袖明白神所托付给他们的使命。
So through this parable, Jesus wants the leaders to understand that, the responsibility that God has given them.
也就是带领这些以色列人为他做美好的见证。
And that is to lead the Israelites to be a good witness for him.
因为他们没有做到神所托付给他们的。
Because they have failed to do what God has
神的审判就临到他们的身上。
Therefore, God's judgment has come before them.
神要把这个责任让给别人。
And God is going to give this responsibility to others.
神要把这个福分让给外邦人。
And give this blessing to the Gentiles.
就好像罗马书保罗在这边所说。
Just as what Paul says in Romans.
他说这样我们可说什么呢那本来不追求义的外邦人反得了义就是因信而得的义但以色列人追求律法的义反得不着律法的义
What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness even though the righteousness which is by faith but Israel pursuing a law of righteousness did not arrive at that law
这是什么缘故呢是因为他们不凭着信心求只凭着行为求。他们正跌在那绊脚的石上就如经上所记我在锡安放一块绊脚的石头别人的磐石信靠他的人必不至羞耻羞愧。
Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by works. They stumbled over the the stumbling stone, just as it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed."
神的救恩临到外邦人，是因为他们相信。
God's salvation came to the Gentiles because they believed.
但是以色列人却不相信神。
But the Israelites did not believe in God.
因此他们必须要面对神的审判。
Therefore, they must face God's judgment.
所以主耶稣在比喻里还说，
And Jesus also said in the parable,
他要来除灭这些缘故，然后将这个葡萄园转让给别人。
He will destroy the vine growers and give the vineyard to others.
然后缘故就听到这个是不可能的事情。
And people thought this is impossible.
就好像这句经文说，听见的人说，这是万不可的。
And here, when they heard it, they said, may it never be.
因为这些宗教领袖认为自己是神的选民。
Because these religious leaders believe themselves to be God's chosen people.
神不可能把这个救恩让给外邦人。
It's impossible that God would give the salvation to others.
然后根据20章第17节说，
In chapter 20 verse 17 it says,
耶稣看作他们说，经上记作，匠人所去的石头，已做了绊脚石、头块石头。这是什么意思呢？
But Jesus looked at them and said, what then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone.
那么主耶稣在这里引用诗篇118篇第22节。
And here, Jesus is using Psalm 118 verse 21.
然后诗篇118篇22节这些经文说明这个匠人看为这个不重要的石头。
And in Psalm 118 verse 22, it says that the stone which the builders rejected,
却成为这个绊脚的头块石头。
It became the chief cornerstone.
主耶稣在这里指出，
And Jesus is pointing out,
他就是绊脚那块头块石头，但是被他们拒绝了。
He is the chief cornerstone which was rejected by the builders.
诗篇118篇是一篇弥赛亚的诗篇。
And Psalm 118 is a messianic psalm.
所以当主耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，
And so when Jesus was entering Jerusalem,
所以门徒就以这首诗歌来赞美神。
The disciples used the psalm to praise God.
在这个逾越节的时候，到耶路撒冷朝圣的人都会诵读这首诗歌。
And during Passover, the people who are taking a pilgrimage to Jerusalem will all recite the psalm.
犹太人对这首诗非常的熟悉。
The Jews were very familiar with this psalm.
这些宗教领袖对这首诗非常的熟悉。
And the religious leaders were very familiar with this psalm.
但是他们不明白它的意义。
But they did not understand its meaning.
也没有把它应用在自己的生命里面。
Nor did they apply it in their lives.
所以在主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
So in the parable that Jesus gave.
这个石头是代表儿子。
The stone represents, the son.
或者主耶稣基督
or the Lord Jesus.
这个匠人呢是代表盐户或者这些宗教领袖。
And the builders represents, the vine growers or, the religious leaders.
那么拒绝这个房角的头块石头是非常危险的事情。
And it's a very dangerous thing to reject the chief cornerstone.
因为会被绊倒或者被压碎。
Because you could either, fall or be scattered.
就如主耶稣在18节所说。
Just as in verse 18 Jesus says.
他说凡掉在那石头上的必要跌碎，那石头掉在谁的身上就要把谁栽的稀烂。
Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust.
所以主耶稣讲这句话的时候，他是引用但以理书第二章第34节到35节。
So when Jesus was speaking of this, he's using Daniel chapter 2 verses 34 to 35.
他说你观看见有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚甩碎。
You continued looking until a stone was cut out without hands and struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them.
已是金银铜铁泥都一同甩得粉碎，成如夏天卧场上的汤笔，被风吹散和无处可寻，打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。
Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at the same time and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them was found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
那么在旧约圣经里面，石头经常是被描述是这位耶和华神或者弥赛亚。
And in the Old Testament, a rock oftentimes is describes Jehovah God or the Messiah.
因着犹太人的不幸，因此这些灾祸就临到他们的身上。
And because of the Jews' unbelief, therefore much disaster came upon them.
但是那些相信耶稣的人发现到耶稣是房角石那头块的石头。
But those who believe in Jesus realize that Jesus is the chief cornerstone.
就好像哥林多前书第三章第十一节这么说。
Just as in 1 Corinthians 3:11 it says.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
然后在以弗所书第二章第二十节这么说。
And in Ephesians 2:20 it says,
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
神把这个福气赐给以色列人。
God gave this blessing to the Israelites.
但是他们没有做到神对他们的要求。
But they did not carry out the requirements that God had for them.
因此神的审判临到他们的身上。
Therefore God's judgment came upon them.
不但如此，神还把这个责任让给别人。
Not only so, God gave this responsibility to others.
神的荣耀要在这外邦人的身上彰显出来。
And God wants to reveal His glory through the Gentiles.
那同样的，神把这个福气赐给我们。
And likewise, God has given us the blessings.
目的就是要在我们的身上彰显他的荣耀。
For the purpose of revealing His glory through us.
也盼望我们尽我们的责任。
And that we also use, carry out our responsibilities.
不要像这些以色列人一样。
And not be like the Israelites.
失去了他们的福分。
And lose their blessing.
让我们在神的面前来安静，在他的面前来思想主耶稣所说的这个比喻。
Let's come before God and quiet our hearts and reflect on the meaning of the parable that Jesus told.
盼望我们不要好像以色列人一样。
Hope we would not be like the Israelites.
神的福降临到我们的身上。
God's blessings came to us.
让我们负起我们的责任。
Let's take up our responsibility.
好好的为神做美好的见证。
Be good testimonies for God.
如果我们没有尽我们的责任的话，
If we have not carried our responsibilities,
这个福气将会让给别人。
Then these blessings will be given to others.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们在这个比喻学到一些功课。
Help us to learn from this parable.
让我们在我们的生命里面为你做见证。
And that in our lives we would be witnesses for you.
让我们做一个蒙你喜悦的人。
That we may be pleasing to you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
阿们。